A member of the South Carolina House of Representatives is trying to make background checks mandatory for journalists. Republican Mike Pitts introduced a bill this week to do that. Here it is being introduced in a House session on Tuesday.
The South Carolina Responsible Journalism Registry Law, establishing requirements for registration with the Secretary of State of journalists.
Obviously, this is raising red flags when it comes to the First Amendment of the Constitution, which prohibits the making of any law abridging the freedom of the press. Joining us now is NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. David, why is this law being proposed and what would it require?
The reason it's being proposed is that its advocate, the Republican state lawmaker Michael Pitts, is a huge believer in the Second Amendment, in gun rights. And he's carefully modeled his bill after state law requiring citizens of South Carolina to have a permit to carry a concealed weapon in that state. And he wants to basically tweak or snub the noses of journalists who he thinks both don't take the Second Amendment as seriously as they take the First Amendment and who he may feel don't really understand gun culture the way that that gun rights advocates do in that state. The second element is, you know, what it would actually require. And if you look at it, there's it would require both media outlets and journalists seeking to be hired to be licensed by the state and to have background checks to make sure that there were not felonies committed in the commissioning of journalistic acts. And it goes through a series of things, again, paralleling what gun owners would have to get. And there are, if you look at it, modest fines and actual jail terms proposed for repeat offenders of people who violate the terms of this proposed registry for reporters.
Is there any chance of this law actually becoming law in South Carolina?
I think it's likely to fall kind of statistically between the space of zero to none. I think that this violates long-established Supreme Court interpretations of what the First Amendment means. The First Amendment is part of our Bill of Rights at the federal level, but it applies to governments at all levels. And one of the great and glorious things about journalism in this country is that anyone can do it. And this is something I talk to about in college students all the time. Anyone can do it. It's why even if we think poorly of how Sean Penn executed it, he's perfectly allowed to go and interview El Chapo for Rolling Stone, right, which we all talked about last week at some length. This is something where journalists are not approved of by the government. Journalists are essentially citizens and even more so in the digital age.
But if advocates of this law were to take it to the Supreme Court, let's say that it became law, let's say it went all the way to the Supreme Court, could they not say that the First Amendment says Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of the press and this is not Congress, this is the legislature of South Carolina?
You know, this is one of these things where the British required licensing in the 1600s of journalists, and that was part of the reason the free press was included in the Constitution. You know, you can force media outlets to get business licenses. You can require broadcasters like WBUR and other folks in radio and TV to get broadcasting licenses because it applies to their right to use certain parts of the broadcasting spectrum. There is no way in which journalists can be required to be licensed. You can't be required to have a medical license to report on healthcare issues.
Right.
You know, maybe people would want that, but that isn't, you know, even in the language of the bill, they require fairness. And that alone is such a subjective thing that, you know, people should want the government not to be involved in that. I think it's a very easy call.
NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. David, thanks.
You bet.